Elizabeth Hall.
Neil.
I didn't ever let her get married. And the day is the
27th
of June 1975. What else are you going to sing?
Well, I was going to sing it in the higher version. And see if you liked it better in the higher version.
Okay, sing the higher version.
My bird sung too.
Thank you. Too. Well, I was straining that time because I practiced a lot this morning and I'm tired. It's about, it's a full note higher. It's a full note higher. So
was
I go up to it.
Is Linda essentially the same?
Is something burning
mm-hmm.
or is
exactly.
someone ironing?
Exactly the same, but one note higher?
Yeah. I like the higher one better too, if I can hit those high notes a little bit better. Like a...
I'm not a musical genius. They both sound good to me.
Well, yeah.
They both sound
do you like the lower, Marty?
Well, do the one that...
Do the one that's the best for you.
Yeah, that's the best for you.
As long as I live. It's easier for me to sing in the high, except for the high notes. You know, the other one's in my break, kind of, you know.
As long as I live.
Marty thought it sounded good.
Liz, I'll even swap you for Joan Sutherland.
I think you ought to make some records.
I think you should.
Well, I ought to write some songs and get rich, huh?
Yeah, write some songs.
I'll become your manager, huh?
Yeah. Write some songs. Become your manager. And use your guitar.
No, then you have to go on the road and...
No, do it at home.
Just I'll do it at home and make some records and sell out of many.
Tell them you just the record.
I'll tell you what, I'll write your lyrics and you
write
the
music. It may not be on a mountain height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by a that I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in mine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go.
Okay, it's Virginia Liz trying it now.
It may not be on a mountain height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me.
I should have brought my trombone.
That's all we need, boy.
Let's try it again, and I'll see if I can fish up a third part. The only trouble is
it's written for men's voices.
I usually
want to
take the alto, and I'll try an obbligato.
Okay, you try an obbligato.
Let me see if there's more voices in the men's. Page 318.
If I can just see the...
How long since you played your trombone?
I guess we had better do.
You're probably out of practice. I don't think we want
you. I don't know where it went away.
Well,
I should
Marty, you should resemble that.
I took it over to the kids at home since they wanted to hear it.
That's cute, Ann. I like that.
I couldn't play anything.
You don't need to take the album and do it. You had to play an instrument, didn't you?
It may not be on the mountain height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front, but the Lord will have need of me. But if my still small voice he calls to pass that I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, if my hand is on. I'll go where you want me to go.
But we need a song that has three parts more easily than this. This only has two.
I mean, and if you sang it just that lightly, for prelude music, it would be very, very effective.
Or even mostly music.
But
Liz, you sing your song, but we'll do this for either prelude or postlude.
Good.
It'd be good for a postlude.
But we're on the same note. We're just
right after the closing.
Well, you'd have to figure it out.
Find a good note.
It doesn't matter if you hit for the same note occasionally.
Should we all the way?
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be singing.
Still use that term.
It's a little faded, isn't it? See what I mean?
Let's see, that was Charlene and Liz and Virginia practicing something that we might use in sacrament meeting where we have the program tomorrow night.
That was the
View First Ward, Provo, Utah. They're just fooling around as first time through.
You know what sounds good with them?
Let's ask your mommy to be quiet because Gregory's going to speak. Okay. Tell Grandpa, what is your name?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, it's just like being on telephone, but that's not your name. What is your first name?
Greg.
What's your last name?
Greg.
Oh, that's not your last name. Tell Grandpa Hall what your last name is.
Grandpa.
Neil.
Neil.
Yeah, your last name is Neil. Mm. Now, Gregory Neil, how old are you?
Three.
Are you three?
Huh.
When's your birthday?
Me.
Did you just have a birthday?
Uh-huh.
When was it? Maybe your mama knows.
July 1st.
Oh, you'll be three July 1st.
Uh-huh.
One more month.
Uh-huh.
Where do you live? Where's it that you live?
Yeah.
New York City? No, it's not New York City. What is the name of the place you live in?
California.
California.
That's the state. What city do you live in?
San Jose. San Jose.
And what street do you live on?
Poppy Way.
And what's the number on your house on Poppy Way?
California,
huh?
What did you tell Aunt Nancy this morning? What did you say? When you went in the room, you said, get up, you.
I said, get up, you.
You what? Turkey.
Get up. I said, get up, turkey. Like that.
Is that all you told Nancy?
Uh-huh.
What's Nancy? Is she your uncle?
Uh-huh.
I thought she was your aunt.
I said it was my uncle.
Oh, you thought she was your uncle, huh? Well, okay, maybe she is.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Is that what you're going to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, maybe that'd be good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You still say prayers for Aunt Nancy like you used to, huh? Do you say, Heavenly Father, bless Aunt Nancy, huh?
Yes.
Do you really still do that? Hey, yes. You're a neat kid. What is the name of your little sister?
Emily.
What's her name?
Emily.
Emily? Uh-huh. That's a nice name, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
How old is Emily?
To her old half.
A half year old?
Uh-huh.
How old is she?
6 months.
6 months.
Oh, well, that's a half year. That's just right. You're a pretty smart feller.
Uh-huh.
What's your father's name? Marty?
Uh-huh.
His name's Dad.
Greg, do you remember the alphabet song?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, sing the alphabet song. I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
Grandpa wants to learn the alphabet song.
You want to sing it with the guitar? Okay.
Get him over here close.
You sing A, B, C, D while I play for you.
All right, let's hear this alphabet song. Your mom's going to...
A, B, C, D.
Tell your mom to get up with you.
Q, R, S, T, U, V,
W, X,
Y, and
C.
Now I know my
ABC. Max,
I think you're pretty smart knowing your ABCs when you're only three.
And they heard it too.
What is this gadget, huh?
They left her. Dan's gonna come and get me. Oh. He's got the car.
Should we see what that all sounded like?
Huh.
Yeah.